Hello. If you're watching this, well, this is my, well, not watching, sorry. This is my first podcast, on my first channel for this podcasting app. Wherever you're listening from a podcasting app, like Google Play Music, or wherever you're watching it, thank you for tuning in, and, my podcast is technically about, like, how school sucks. Like, a ton of people are saying how school sucks, like, education ways, teaching ways. Now I'm going beyond that, like, teachers and students and, like, the school itself. Okay, so now this hasn't happened to me, but it kind of sucks because schools are supposed to be helping students, not making them cry, like, making them feel okay and welcomed. In my brother's class, where he had a teacher, for privacy reasons, we'll call her Miss Ground Beef. Yeah. Actually, no. We'll call her Steak. Her last name is actually close to a steak, so that's why I'm calling her that. Now, okay. This podcast is actually gonna have a ton of recordings of her. Well, not with her, but about her. Now, this one instance is where my brother and his friend, they were at the library station. Like, there can only be two people there at a time. They were checking out books. And two other students just ran to the library station over there. They were the first ones there, which, the teacher said, like, "Hey, you two, go sit back down." Those two were there first. You're now in trouble. You both are now in trouble. Yeah, you might think that, like, the teacher, actually paying attention and seeing her student would actually realize that they were there first if she actually saw the students. Now, I'm pretty sure she was just drinking some Diet Coke, because when I was in her class, which I'm glad I'm out of, I hated her class. But not as worse that of this fourth grade teacher, which I'll be talking about later. Instead of calling the kids that ran up there first, well, not first, that ran up there, after, my brother and his friend, I think, were there. No, my teacher was, or not my teacher, his teacher was rude as heck. Like, literally, I can't even deal with her. Well, my brother couldn't deal with her because he got clipped down to yellow, I think. And yellow is bad because if you clip down, you're in a lot of trouble. And if you click down all the way to red, you'll actually get a phone call home. Like, they'll call your parents. And as a kid, it sucks having to, like, your school call your parents. Like when the school calls your parents, like your teacher or the principal, instant death right there. Boom. Like when you beat a boss, like, just quickly, boom, instant death for you. Well, not instant death, but it's really scary. Like, you're scared, like, your parents will be mad at you. And yeah, it just sucks overall. And my brother's teacher actually went rude and called, well, not called, got my brother and his friend in trouble when they were the first one there. She must have been drinking, like, Diet Coke, which when I was in her class, like I said, I seen her do it several times. Okay, this one incident is when I was in her class. It's not that way that school sucks, but it's just a funny moment I want to share with you guys. Now, students were giving out, treats to teachers. Now, the students offered my teacher one. Guess what she said? "Oh, no, thank you. It'll be unfair to the students." Well, every day she drinks Diet Coke with ease. Okay, so that was an experience. Now, this is one that actually proves how school sucks a ton. Okay, now we all know a car today, right? Well, Google up cars back then. You'll see something different. Cell phones today. We have iPhone Xs, which give you, like, barely any phone edges, and a ton of screen with no home button. Well, Google cell phones back then, you'll find cell phones that look old as heck. Not joking. There was a day back then, I don't know how people even did this. I wasn't born back then. I was born in 2008. I don't really remember anything. But, like, a cell phone used to be in a wall, and you had to connect the phone to the wall to hang up, I think. And there was a wire that limits your place. And your parents, if there was a phone like that somewhere downstairs, they can join your call and interrupt everything. Like, you're talking to a friend about, like, homework, giving answers. Your parents would join the call and say, "Hey, Timmy, no, that cheating is wrong." And, like, interrupt your call. And technically, if you know school today, right? Well, so guess what? Schools back then in ancient times, guess what? They're exactly like schools today. You know, teaching math, history, a bit of break time, barely any break time. Like, nothing has changed in school. Literally everything. They're now in schools, no, you have to be independent. No talking. Nah, talking, you're in trouble. Click down. You're in trouble now. They could even send you to the principal office. Now, it just sucks. Because, like, now you can technically be whatever you want. Like, in college, you have to pay for college. But why do you have to pay for college? Like, I get that they have to make money somehow. Okay. But we literally have education for free because of Wikipedia and art and other learning, like, websites. We even have YouTube that actually shows you, like, educational videos. And guys, okay, now, here's an instance where school was actually really dumb, like, extremely dumb. Okay, so it was raining in the morning, the rain had stopped, we had to go to recess. There was a huge puddle. Everyone in the school goes around the puddle, you know, not getting their feet wet. But I went through the puddle, and guess what? My teacher actually got mad at me for doing it. Now, I wonder why, because, like, doing my math in my head and, like, technically figure everything out, when I went to the lunchroom, my feet would have been, like, still wet. You know, some of it is dry. When lunch is done, like, in the recyclers, and trash people took out the trash and recyclables, my feet would have been halfway dry. And when recess was over, you barely even noticed I stepped in the puddle. Like, the sun was hot that day. So if you took a step when recess was over, you barely even saw the step footprint. You just see a small little, like, drop of water. And I don't know why. It's just that the school are mad whenever you step in, like, water. There's this one instance, like, okay, this happened to me today, and I was wondering why. I was like, boy, we're at recess. The sun is hot. Our feet will dry. The shoes will dry. Okay. Okay, like, the water sprinklers were going off. Water was on the sidewalk. The water was in the stairs. And guess what? The person that makes sure that, you know, we're walking in a straight line, which is stupid. I get why you want us to walk in a straight line. But, boy, we're going to recess. There's big kids here, not little kids, like kindergartners who won't push anyone down. The stairs were wet. And not wet to the point where you can barely walk in them. Nah, man. The stairs were wet. And you can, like, there's, like, a barely a thin amount of water. Sure, the water was new, but it was thin. And some of the stairway was dry. We had to go down the middle part, which, one, you had to take a turn and go down the middle part and take a turn to go to recess. And the teacher said, nope, you have to walk down the middle part. Like, what's the point in even doing it? Like, our feet, when we go down there, it'll be halfway dry. Then we go all the way up to the classroom and we enter the classroom. Our feet would have been dry before we even enter the classroom. So, yeah, just, like, school is really, like, stupid. I wonder why do presidents and why not presidents, why do government officials have to make school law? If your school ever says, the reason you go to school is to get an education, say this. Nah, man, it's a law that we have to follow, otherwise our parents can go to jail. Because I remember this one instance in our school where the principal said, why do we go to school? And guess what? Everyone was blank. The only sounds I heard were coughing. So I'm a little bit sick, guys. We're coughing. And the principal, after like the school was silent for a while, she said, and like students said, to learn. And yeah, it's just that school is so terrible to a point where the students don't even know why they even come to school. It's actually making me start to question the existence of school. But yeah, okay. So guys, yeah, that's technically my podcast for today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to wherever you're watching this. And yeah, that's it.